From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's a real mess out there if you're trying to get somewhere in the northeastern United States. People are digging out from a storm that dumped more than 2 feet of snow in some areas. Airports in New York and New Jersey were closed for about 24 hours. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled. We'll hear more about the airports after this roundup from NPR's Tamara Keith.
If you've got nowhere to go, then New York City today is a winter wonderland.
Oh, you're building a snowman?
Terry McKenna was out in Bryant Park with her kids. They wanted to go ice skating, but the outdoor rink was buried, so they just played in the snow instead. She watched the blizzard paralyze the city with amazement.
We saw cars just like stop in the middle of Lexington Avenue and people just got out and left it because they couldn't go anywhere.
Her friend Michelle Didner is visiting from Switzerland but grew up in New York City.
After a blizzard, I think New York is the best.
That is, unless you're trying to get out. Eddie Shao lives in San Francisco. He was visiting his parents in New Jersey and had a flight out today. So he tried to take the subway to catch a train to JFK.
They told everybody to get off the subway because it wasn't running.
When we caught up with Shao by cell phone, he was on a bus in Brooklyn. It wasn't moving. It had been stuck in the snow for hours, but the bus driver kept it running and let people get on to stay warm. Shao did finally make it to the airport, where his airline, Virgin America, told him it wouldn't have a seat for him until January 4th. American Airlines spokesman Ed Martell says his airline is doing its best to accommodate customers.
There are just so many people in the system right now because of holiday travel, and then, of course, backed up by the snow. And just there are a whole lot of people that we're going to have to connect with and get flying again.
In Newton Corner, Massachusetts this morning, just about the only people out and about were guys in the snow removal business. Joe Salaberria is on a plow crew. He worked through the night.
All night, yep, no sleep.
Clearing parking lots, driveways, and stairs. He started at 7 p.m. on Sunday, coming back to the same spots every time another 4 inches fell.
This is our fourth trip to Dunkin' Donuts. Thank God for Dunkin' Donuts.
But he's not complaining.
Very busy, a lot of good money, though, you know. White is green.
Myron Kerstetter was doing just fine, driving his sedan down Bedford Street in downtown Stamford, Connecticut. Then he decided to turn left.
And I took a chance and tried to go on a side street. And some people have made it, appears, but I'm stuck in the in-between.
After a few minutes of spinning tires and rocking the car back and forth, he made it out. But many drivers to the west in New Jersey weren't so lucky. The state's acting governor, Steve Sweeney, says drivers abandoned hundreds of cars.
We knew it was going to be tough, but I still think people felt, well, I can beat it. You know, I can get home before it gets bad. And it just, you know, really overwhelmed the region very quickly.
So he says, stay inside, stay warm, spend another day with family. And maybe tomorrow things will be back to normal. Tamara Keith, NPR News.